It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. It's your girl, Little Mo, still filling in for Russ while he's on vacation. We have Super Ken with sports, deportes in Espanol.
You ready for the sports? It was a good day for Johnny Football and Mark Sanchez. Bad day for those Sixers and Ray Rice. But it's still a party right now in Dayton. The Flyers by 10 over Stanford. Wisconsin by 17 over Baylor. Number one Florida with their fourth straight Elite Eight appearance. Beat UCLA by 11. And number one Arizona escaped San Diego State. They almost made me look like experts today. So shout out to San Diego State. Only losing that game by 6, but it was really tighter than that. Okay. Now, of course, tonight is going down 4 more games. Tennessee versus Michigan. UConn taking on Iowa State. I'm still riding with Iowa State, too, okay? Yep. Are you with me today,
I'm with
huh?
You. It's the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, the coach. Yes.
Okay, all
how
right.
How do y'all know these people?
She said, how do you know these The big battle of the night, of course, Kentucky taking on Louisville. Hey, I'm just watching with my popcorn. I'm not picking a win in this one.
The kettle corn.
Louisville.
Well, I'm you want me to jump out there? I'm not going to lie. I picked them Wildcats, so I'm going to ride with them then since you're going to go there. And Michigan State taking on UVA. I like UVA. Wow. All you Izzo fans out there, I'm with UVA. Write it
down.
Michigan State. Okay. Good day for Texas A&M's Johnny Football. 30 teams were present during his pro day yesterday. And even the president showed up. That's President Bush and his wife Barbara. They brought the two dogs, from what I understand. Johnny Football, very impressive though. Completed like 63 or 65 passes. He looked real gangster wearing the helmet and the shoulder pads. Of course, no one does that on pro day, but hey, it looked good. It's all good.
Hey, marketing. It's on sale. Nike.com.
It's already on sale right now. You can pick that up. Nike is on it. You already know. So we'll see. From what I understand, they're saying that Johnny Football may be up. We heard he had fell as far as down as 8. But now he may be back up to 4.
Pause.
What happened?
Nothing.
Because you said
he may be up.
He may be up. You know, that's the street talk. He may be up. You know, I'm up. I'm up $2. I lost some change, but I'm still up.
As long as you ain't got no leather pants.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Ray Rice was charged, you know, in that assault stemming from what went down in Atlantic City when
He's
it was alleged
indicted.
That he knocked out his fiancée.
Mm-hmm.
He was charged with third-degree aggravated assault. But his lawyer came out and said quickly, listen, they happy and they're trying to get past this for real. Now, Roddy White will step up to the plate and give Dylan Hart season tickets and 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. You remember Dylan Hart was the dude on Twitter that Roddy White told him, listen, if Mercer beat Duke, I'll give you season tickets. Well, Mercer beat Duke. And some other website, onlyjays.com, was saying, forget it. We got you, man. We'll hook you up if Roddy White faking. So now that Roddy was looking real bad in the situation, dude will be his special guest at training camp and the whole 9. Sixers losers of 26 in a row and the Oscar Pistorius trial postponed because
ooh, little tank tank.
The legal expert who's supposed to help the judge is sick.
Wow.
Come on, son.
Conspiracy.